The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
I took a brief second there, folks. Had to reach my CSPOA hat. So just so you know, we have great, beautiful hats on our website. We have the best little booklet in the world, except for the pocket constitution, and you should get those. We also have, I've written 6-7 books over the years. Probably the best one, but as far as the one who has sold the most, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And folks, that you can get that for $9 or $10 off our website. Also, right here, Chris, you can see my lapel pin, can't you?
I can.
Yeah. So, folks, get your lapel pin, your CSPOA lapel pin. It makes you look like you're official, and it does. And we have T-shirts and polo shirts and just about everything else. And, hey, Chris, I still need to get you a polo shirt, don't I?
You do. You do.
Yeah, okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of getting things, I haven't got my generator yet.
Okay. I'll send Tina a message.
See
if I can get you a tracking number.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. But, folks, that segues us right into why we're talking to. And, folks, I have to tell you this. We have a whore on our show today. Yeah. I was just going to say, no, it's not Kamala Harris. But I won't say that because that'd be rude. So we have Chris Hoare, spelled H-O-A-R, and I'm sure he's heard all the little sarcastic levity that he could probably get his entire life. So Chris, man oh man, it is great to have with you. You're an international entrepreneur, and it is great to have you on the show because you're an expert on communications and communications preparedness. And man, oh man, thank you so much for being here. Give us a little bit of your background, Chris, real quick.
Well, I grew up in a whorehouse in England, just outside of London, and went to college there. And when I left college, I went to trade on the London International Financial Futures Exchange, which was an open outcry futures trading exchange. And I traded German government bonds and futures and bond arbitrage with Frankfurt. And then I moved to the U.S. In the late 90s. And that's where I got into communications long distance back then. And then I met Tina from the satellite phone store, and that wasn't around then. So Tina and I were doing cell phones, and then we went on to do satellite phones starting around 2006, and that company became what is now today the Satellite Phone Store. And along the way, I've invested in many companies, and most have failed, some have succeeded. But that's the American way, the entrepreneurial way, and I've certainly enjoyed the ride there. But yeah, these days I still invest in new companies and help start companies, and some in the plant-based food space most recently. Always sticking with the satellite phone store and helping them with their marketing, promotion, and sales.
Well, I obviously am part of satellite phones, and folks, the website is sat123.com, sat123.com. Doesn't get any simpler than that, does it, Chris?
No, absolutely. That's the way to go, sat123.com. And yeah, we've been, in this business nearly 20 years, Sheriff, and we started just around the time of Katrina. Back then, the phones were pretty expensive. I mean, these satellite phones used to be $10,000, $20,000 each, and, you know, $20-$30 a minute. And ever since we started in the business, we've tried to bring that price down, because we believe that emergency communications should not just be the purview of the elites and the billionaires. But every working man and woman in this country should be able to help protect their family and themselves with sat phones. So, as you know, Sheriff, we've got the price down to free for the phone with activation, and you can get 150 minutes a month for around $100. So we've really reduced the price a lot. And yeah, you have the Iridium 9555 right there, one of the great phones. We've sold a lot of those over the years. Anywhere else, those will cost you $1,000, but at Sat123, that phone is only $299 with activation. So again, always trying to make this this kind of equipment, this life-saving equipment, affordable.
Okay, I got a big question for you. What is the difference between a satellite phone, the one I have here in my hand? It is charged. It is ready to go. Now, folks, one caveat. These phones don't work very well inside a building, but they are lifesavers any place else. On any ocean, it works. On any lake, on any river, in any desert, on any mountain. And we had a mountain when I was sheriff in our county where people would go and get lost. If they would have had these phones, it would have saved lives. And our search and rescue squad always would come back. Man, I sure wish we had some form of communication on this mountain. It is a beautiful mountain, Mount Graham, in southeast Arizona, in my county, Graham County, where I was sheriff for 8 years. This would have saved numerous lives and lots of money that we spent on trying to find people up on our mountain. So what is the difference between a sat phone and a regular cell phone? You know, my iPhone right here that I still have and use. But this one I keep on my dresser, and I keep it charged 24/7. What is the big difference? Why do I need a satellite phone, or why does anybody else on the show need a sat phone?
Well, the big difference is, Sheriff, that the satellite phones don't require cell phone towers. They don't require any kind of tower on the ground. The satellite phone talks directly to the satellites in the sky and will connect your call from there. And incoming calls come into that satellite and go direct to your phone. So only 7% of planet Earth is actually covered by cell phone service, believe it or not. And, you know, when you see those ads, Sheriff, on TV, you see all these little dots all over America where all these cell towers are. But the reality is those dots are very big. And in fact, the reality is they're very small when it comes to how much of the country they cover. Cell phone companies only put towers where they can make a profit. So there's not enough people in an area. They're not going to put a cell tower there just for our convenience. And that's why you have so little coverage. I mean, you know, the story you were telling about the mountain there, Mount Graham, and that's been repeated over the last 20 years just 1,000 times with people going hiking or skiing or hunting, fishing. They're off the grid. They're off cell phone service. They run into trouble, and unfortunately, a lot of these people died because they couldn't get a call out. And, you know, it's totally unnecessary now with these sat phones, because wherever you are, as long as you can see the sky, you can make or receive a call. So like you said, the middle of the ocean, the middle of the desert, the middle of Afghanistan, Iraq, as our brave men and women who serve will tell you, satellite phones are used by the U.S. military. The same phones and networks, by the way, that we provide at sat123.com and law enforcement and first responders, of course, because if you're going off the grid, especially people like search and rescue, this is the only way to communicate. And if the people who went out there who they're trying to rescue had these satellite phones, you know, they'd be able to just call in, give their coordinates, and get rescued right away. But all too often, people go out there and they think, oh, they're only a few miles away from where they parked and, you know, they'll be fine. But if you break a leg or you get crushed or stuck, you know, and your cell phone is not working, I mean, you really are in a lot of trouble. You know, so the big difference is where you do not need to be anywhere near a cell tower. You'll get full bars as long as you can see some kind of line of sight to the sky.
That's quite a big area. Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. So what else do you have at satellite phones that would help Like I just was talking about, I've got I ordered a generator, and the generator has a solar panel that you could keep powered just by sticking it outside, you know? So that's actually why I ordered it, because two or three times just recently, and I want you to tell us your experience with this and your expertise on this. How many times has AT&T and other major cell phones have all of a sudden, and they don't explain why, they just went down? What was going on, and how many times has that happened just recently? You probably keep track of it better than I do.
Well, yeah, so far this year, in 2024, we've had four major outages here in the United States and around the world on the AT&T network, which is the biggest network, right? And, you know, AT&T, like a lot of these companies, you know, they say, oh, it was a software issue or that, this or that. And maybe it was, but I think the more realistic answer is that the cyber criminals who are a larger number in China, they have tens of thousands of people working to hack our networks, our utilities, our power grid, our cell phone networks, air traffic control, our water supply, as we saw recently. And nobody likes to admit that they've been hacked. I get it. But look, I mean, these outages are coming more and more often, more frequently. And I think that, unfortunately, that trend is going to continue. So, you know, forget about any kind of natural disaster, which also takes out cell towers and cell service. When you get a major hack from one of these cybercrime gangs, whether they're out of North Korea, Iran, Russia, or China, whatever it is, you know, the whole network goes down. You've got tens of millions of people without cell phone service, and not, you know, not in the middle of the outback, but in, you know, in downtown Denver, in downtown Houston, I mean, in major metro areas. And, you know what it's like, Sheriff, if you leave the house and you forget your cell phone, right? You don't be like, oh, okay, I'll get it tonight when I get home. You turn around and you go get that phone, because we're all so addicted to and reliant upon cell phone service. So when that goes away, it's like, what do you do? I mean, a lot of people couldn't find their way around without GPS directions anymore. But, you know, a cell phone has become, you know, a necessary part of life. So when you suddenly don't have that, that can mean trouble. And certainly, you know, what you also don't know is when the power goes down or cell towers go out, you don't know what's going on at all, right? Because you don't have that news flow onto your phone. So most likely it's either, a software upgrade or that went wrong from the cell company, or a cyber attack. But it could be something much worse. You know, we know that, China, North Korea, Russia have been using things like EMF. They've been developing electromagnetic frequency weapons and electromagnetic pulse weapons that will take out all electronic components in an area which is subjected to that kind of attack. So it could be anything. And the worst thing is not knowing, being in the dark, right? So a satellite phone will work when these other networks go down.
And the point is, folks, if your satellite system is down, the likelihood of your grid and your electricity working in your home is not very high either. And so that's why I actually got the generator that's being shipped to me. And it's a nice sized one. It's not a small one. It's not a portable one. You also have portable ones that you can put in your car and carry with you and whatnot. But cars, transportation and communications and the grid are very likely going to be attacked, because what our government has allowed international terrorists into our country. They've allowed our enemies, Russian dissidents, Chinese dissidents, they've all come into America through our southern border. An attack on our water system, an attack on our grid system, an attack on us as Americans is all very much likely. Do we have a caller who has a question right now for Chris?
Yes, I have a question on the satellite phone.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Rick Satellite, he has a satellite system, and you got to get that thing situated just right to catch that satellite And although he says it's traveling around the Earth at the same speed the Earth is turning, but on a phone you're always moving around. How does that get and hit the satellite and stay in focus, so to speak, without
good
knowing
question.
The right
way
word?
To go. Yeah, that's a great question, sir. I mean, the way it works is like with the Iridium network, for example, they have nearly 80 satellites up there. And wherever you are on Earth, you'll be within range of at least two or up to three satellites that can triangulate your position. So the satellite phone, like the one Sheriff has right there, the 9555, it has a little antenna, and you can even raise that up for slightly better reception. But again, you're going to always be within range of at least two or up to three satellites to make sure that wherever you are, even if you're moving, you're going to be able to get a connection. You just need clear line of sight to the sky.
Okay. So those satellites are moving like faster than the spinning of the Earth to keep up because they're farther out in low orbit, right?
Yeah, these are high Earth orbit satellites as opposed to like on the on Elon Musk's network. They're much lower, but the Iridium network is right out there. It's high Earth orbit. So again, they have 80 satellites that cover the globe from pole to pole. So wherever you are, you're always going to be within range of two of them at least, and then up to three. And that ensures that you get a good signal and you can maintain reception and coverage. Whether you're driving, you're on a boat, you're on a plane, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're always going to be within range of one of those satellites.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, good question. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. You know, I'm really glad he asked that. That was a good question, and I've kind of been wondering about that myself. You know, how many satellites do you have up there that actually help this phone work? Well, you have 80 satellites up there. Are they also like cell towers? Do they work with other companies, not just satellite phone that you work for?
No, these are proprietary. I mean, there are two main networks, Inmarsat and Iridium. Iridium is the one that is the choice of the U.S. military and first responders here in the U.S.
They have to work.
Yeah. Look, yeah. If those networks go down, Sheriff, we have much bigger problems. You know, look, anything is possible. I'm not going to sit here and say these satellites are, you know, indestructible. They're not, you know, but by having 80 up there or so, you know, there is redundancy built into the network. And this is why the U.S. military feels comfortable enough to rely upon the Iridium network.
Iridium, yeah. And I have the Iridium, what, 559?
9955. It's one of the latest.
9555. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, good. And what? How badly, folks, do we need to have this phone system? But also, give us a review of other products. And I know you have different phones. So, what are the line of phones? And also, generators and what else?
Well, so we have two main networks, like I said, that we represent, which Inmarsat and Iridium. The Inmarsat phone, the iSat phone 2, is actually normally around $900. That is free with activation at sat123.com. And the Iridium 9555 is $299 versus normally $1,000 to $1,500 with activation. Both those phones work almost anywhere on Earth. The Iridium phones work anywhere on Earth. The Inmarsat phones have a little blind spot at the top, and the North Pole and the South Pole, apart from that, they'll work anywhere. And Sheriff, you can also get things like external antennas that can be installed in buildings, planes, if you're lucky enough to have a private jet, a boat, or anyone who's a fisherman or has a yacht. Will have an Iridium or an Inmarsat system on there, because once you get a couple of miles offshore, your radio stops working, your phone stops working, and you don't want to be without communications.
And I got a little antenna for my car, didn't I, when I got this phone?
That's great. That comes with the phone. It's a little magnetic antenna. It's a mag mount, so you just throw that on the roof, and then it runs down through the window into the car in the back of the phone. And that'll just give you enhanced reception in the car when you're driving on the interstate or wherever you are. But we can install fixed antennas on vehicles and say office buildings. We have clients who are like have chemical manufacturing plants. There's excuse me, a lot of companies that cannot afford to ever be without communications, and chemical factories and so on. Are just such people. So if you have an office building or a factory and you want to make sure that you have backup communications, give us a call. We can, by the way, 941-841-0844 is our number. That's 941-841-0844. We're open 24/7. And we have installers that are bonded and insured throughout the country and around the world. So we can have them come and install antennas on the top of your building or on your plane, on your boat, whatever it is, on your vehicles, to give you that enhanced reception.
I didn't know that. All I know is that I've called the customer service line before, and I always get prompt and great service. They are very professional, very friendly, and even more importantly, very helpful. They've been great. Give that number one more time.
Yeah, it's 941-841-0844, and you can call us, say, anytime. You can, if you're not sure what equipment you need or what phone or plan is the best for you, because we do have multiple plans, family plans, business plans with multiple lines that can share minutes, etc.
Let's see if we can get another caller here real quick before you have to run. Darlene, do you have a question for Chris Hoare?
Yes, I do. I think I got a couple of them. Can a storm front disrupt your signal on a satellite phone?
The reception is actually remarkably good regardless of the weather. Now, Darlene, look, I mean, you may get a slightly more static and interruption when you have a really heavy storm, but, you know, it doesn't, the clouds in the storm will not block out completely the signal. And that's very deliberate, because a lot of times when people need these phones the most, they're in the middle of such a storm. So, you know, I know that people like the satellite TV providers used to have issues like that. And Iridium has upgraded its software and its satellites over the years to make sure that pretty much no matter what is going on in the atmosphere, you're going to be able to make or receive a call or send or receive a text.
So are they using a stronger signal to get through the storm front?
Yeah, I mean, as say, they've upgraded their software and their hardware over the years, and the 30 years since they started, they launched this network. And so today, I mean, the reception is better than ever, even during a storm and even during bad weather. It's not to say you won't have slightly degraded quality, so, you know, in a severe storm, but most of the time you will always be able to get a call through and you won't lose a connection. And I speak with 20 years experience of having used these phones, Darlene. So I can tell you that, you know, reception and coverage and reliability has improved dramatically in that time.
Okay. So then the other thing is, if you're in the boondocks with a satellite phone, your satellite phone is going to GPS your coordinates to whoever may come rescue you.
Yes. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because there is a button on each phone that you can press that will send. If you run into trouble, you press the button and it will send those coordinates to whomever the local emergency services are. Outside of that, nobody has a way to get your location. So you can't be tracked unless you call a 50 square mile area being tracked. That's as close as you can get if you're trying to find someone who has a satellite phone, and that is to ensure your privacy. Your cell phone gives your location out to where they can track you to within a couple of feet of where you are, which enables all kinds of nefarious activity. But the satellite phone does give you enhanced privacy because it can't be tracked. But you can always pull up your location on your phone. You can grab your coordinates on the screen, or you can press a button if you're in real trouble, and the signal message will be sent to the local first responders, who will then come and look for you.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And folks, once again, the website where you can go and see all of these products, purchase the products, and get the insurance of communications for you and your family. And that is SAT, SAT123.com. And I've looked that up and I've used that numerous times. And like I say, my generator is on its way. And yes, I ordered the solar panel with that generator. I want to make sure that my home has a backup power source that isn't hooked to gasoline or natural gas. Folks, that's just as simple as it gets. So what else were you going to say before we took that caller? And by the way, that was a great call and great question. Thank you so much for that, Darlene. And what you were on the topic of all the other products that you sell at SAT 123.
Well, yeah, I wanted to actually bring up a brand new product, Sheriff, that I think we might have talked about before, but it's a bulletproof backpack that has Faraday pockets. And this is something that I'm bringing up because it's a brand new product. We have back to school going on. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people out there who go nuts and they go into schools. And
what will they think of next?
Well, you know, it's really something that people had asked us if we had any way to help protect their kids when they go back to school. And so we developed this this bulletproof backpack in conjunction with some Navy SEALs in San Diego. These guys obviously have a lot of knowledge about protection and weapons. And yes. So we developed this backpack, and you can check it out at darkbags.com. That's darkbags.com. And this has Kevlar panels in it, Sheriff, that have been certified up to the level 3A standard, which, as I'm sure you know, means the backpack will stop a bullet up to a 44 Magnum. It will stop a shotgun blast or stop automatic weapons fire with caliber up to 9mm. So look, as you know better than I, Sheriff, there's no such thing as complete ultimate guarantee protection when you're being shot at. But what the saddest thing is when these shooters go into school, to a classroom, and the kids have no protection. They don't have a chance. And it's absolutely terrible. And we hope and pray it never happens again. But sadly, it does keep happening. So this backpack, you're going to buy your kids a backpack anyway. Why not buy them one that gives them a fighting chance in this kind of worst case scenario? And of course, even look, if you're on the streets of Chicago over the weekend, numerous deaths from stray bullets and so on. You know, it is a war zone in some of America's major cities, unfortunately. And, you know, this backpack gives you a fighting chance. It gives you a way to shield yourself. We price these at $250, and we put them on sale for the launch at just $199. So if you're going to buy a backpack anyway for your kids or for yourself, this one not only gives you bulletproof protection, but it has the Faraday pockets, which mean that you can put your cell phone in there or your car keys, and your data cannot be stolen. And we've seen the last week what happened to the Trump campaign being hacked, and cyber theft and data theft is unfortunately increasing. And if you put your electronics into a Faraday bag, then people cannot get to them.
So, wow.
Bags.com, well, for all of those.
That's a sign of the time. So you can get the backpack at SAT123.com, right?
We have a link to it there, or you go direct to darkbags.com. It's an Escape Zone backpack. It's the newest product, Escape Zone, at just $199.
That is fantastic. And man, you've been a great guest. Thank you so much, Chris. SAT123.com, folks. Chris Orr, thanks so much for being on the Power Hour.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-8255. 9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Folks, that wonderful sound means we're back on with Sheriff Mack on the Power Hour. And man, oh man, folks, that was almost like an infomercial, except it is helping you and your families get prepared. And what better thing can you have than a guaranteed security of communications? Folks, we buy all sorts of insurance, and I can't think of a better one than that. I actually have a phone for me, and my wife and I both use that one, and we have a son who actually lives and works in Kauai. He has a cell phone just like I do, just like most of us do. You can use this one to take the place of that. But it's, again, it's not very good inside. So we use our cell phones as normal. We keep this with us in case we're going to be going traveling anywhere. It even works on a plane. And if you can get it pointed towards a window, it works on a plane. So, folks, satellite phones are a lifesaver. And I've seen numerous times where if people just had one of these with them out in the middle of the desert, which happens here in Arizona, and obviously up on the mountain. The mountain was probably more dangerous in our community than the deserts, because people would go up on the mountain thinking they were going up there to have a great time. When they went out in the desert, they knew they could only be out there for a little while. Most people going up the mountain think that they can, spend the night and all this, and then the snowstorm hits and bam. So folks, again, SAT123.com. And you know what? It's sad, but backpacks that could actually save the life of your child. And you're right. Just walking around on the street or being in school
you know, one way or the other. Obviously, they don't wear the backpack the entire time in the school, but during breaks between classes and going to and from, absolutely. That's an amazing idea. That's a great product, an amazing idea. Folks, what's going on in America, though? Why do we need to be so prepared? And it's because of one thing, and that is the warning we were given by our founding fathers. Abraham Lincoln said, and he was not a founding father, let's make sure that he was the 16th president. He was not in the top 5-6 that were founding fathers. The first five were definitely founding fathers. The sixth, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, any of you, was John Quincy Adams, who was the son of John Adams, the second president. John Adams had some problems. He actually arrested people for bad-mouthing government or him. What we fought a war to stop, John Adams turned right around because he was so insecure. He hated to be talked bad about. And so he literally arrested people and fined them for bad-mouthing. It was called the Sedition Act. And so Thomas Jefferson, when he beat John Adams, he undid that. He released people from prison, and he returned their money to him. So it's really sad that that ever happened, because for the most part, John Adams was a good man, and one of the integral founding fathers. But he forgot himself, and he let his insecurity get ahead of him. But folks, we were told by Abraham Lincoln that if we were ever to lose our freedoms, to lose our way, lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And folks, that is exactly what has happened. But what even worse is that our federal government is part of it. And Madison warned us that we would lose more freedoms of the people by gradual and silent encroachments from those in power than by violent usurpations and attacks from foreign enemies. The problem with that is our federal government has opened the door, opened our borders to every single one of our enemies. International terrorists are now in America, and there's thousands of them. And I've been to the training about that. John Guandolo, I've been to his training. And if you don't know who he is, find out. He and I know each other very well, and he does an amazing training. And don't go to his training or see what he's talking about if you're easily scared, because his stuff is very powerful. By the way, do we have another caller online? Okay, just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss anybody there. Folks, you can still call in, and let me see where the phone number got to. I don't see the phone number now. If you want to show me the phone number again, we'll put that back out. We have about another 20 minutes, folks, where you can call in. But we have a lot to talk about. And one of them is this. Did you see? The phone number, folks, is 844-769-2944. Give us a call. Whatever you want to ask, I don't care what you ask. If you want to ask why I want you all to call Mongo's Mongo instead of Mango, it doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound right. And it's a Spanish word. Okay? So please do me that favor and get rid of that pet peeve of mine. It is a Mongo. And yes, I teach my grandchildren to do that. And when I go and buy Mongos, I tell the people, the clerks at the store or anyplace else, make sure you say Mongo. Folks, if this is happening, and if Madison was correct and if Lincoln was correct, then we've got to be prepared. And the problem with Madison's warning, and his prophecy or prediction, is that the encroachments are no longer, they are no longer silent or gradual. They are bold in your face. And these supposed leaders or public servants, all associated with the Biden administration for the last 3.5 years, they have been lying and they have been traitors, and they have been allowing our country to be destroyed from within. And these encroachments are not silent, nor are they gradual. And anybody with eyes can see, and anybody with ears can hear. And that's actually a paraphrase of Patrick Henry's famous speech, Give Me Liberty speech. Folks, we have got to wake up. We have got to see what's coming, and we have got to be prepared. And folks, let me reiterate, the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is all about peaceful and effective solutions. And so what was Martin Luther King talking about? He was talking about peaceful civil disobedience. And yet he was arrested over 30 times. Folks, would you please get this? I have tried to get this to President Trump, because he is very similar to Dr. Martin Luther King. Both have been arrested, charged over 30 times. What was the common denominator? Corrupt government. And the fight that Martin Luther King was waging was against corrupt government, some against corrupt sheriffs and local authorities who actually had him arrested. What did he do? Civil disobedience and peaceful protests and marches. Some people were killed. Rosa Parks was arrested December 1st, 1955. Believe it or not, I know I don't look it. Believe it or not, I was 3 years old when that happened. The reason I bring that part up is because I cannot believe that this was still happening during my lifetime. Folks, get this and get it good. Liberty and our constitutional republic are for all people, all races, religions, creeds, nationalities, colors, I don't care. There is no exemption. There is no exception to this rule, except for you've got to be here legally. In order to vote, you've got to be here legally. Are the Democrats intentionally getting illegals registered to vote? Yes, they are. Folks, do you want evidence of election fraud? That's it. That is election fraud. They are bringing those people in intentionally to put them on voter rolls so that the Democrat Party will have a monopoly on politics nationwide. That's why it's happening, folks. And yes, there's proof that they are doing that. Why else would they be doing it? You think they're not getting something for it? Of course they are. And they were willing to put a president who no one liked anyway, Biden, on the sacrificial chopping block because they knew that he wouldn't be missed, okay? Because they already knew he was sick, and they've known it all along. They knew it when he ran for office. That's why he didn't get out and campaign. That's why he was in his basement. That's why when he did a press conference just shortly after he was president, that's why they pulled the plug on the networks, and the networks went blank. That is why. Because they knew he couldn't do it. And the press and the White House and the people that worked with Biden knew it all along. And the biggest liar in America, and perhaps in American history, is Jill Biden, because she knows it and she knew it all along. Oh, Joe, you answered all the questions. No, he didn't. And folks, this is why I want Trump to hear this. he has got to know that when they call him a felon, that he's able to compare that to Martin Luther King. And yes, the other side really likes Martin Luther King. And they go, oh, whoops. Yes, it happened to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King's battle was against corrupt government. Donald Trump's battle is against corrupt government. Both were charged illegally and unconstitutionally. Both were attacked. When Dr. King was in the Birmingham County Jail, and he wrote a letter saying how all of us should obey just laws. We all have a moral responsibility, he said, to obey just laws. Conversely, he said, we all have a moral and legal responsibility to disobey unjust laws. And folks, the big $10,000 question is, who decides what is unjust? One, we do. Two, your local sheriff does. It's not just up to the courts. If we waited to the courts or the Supreme Court to get this, I've been to the Supreme Court. It cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, way back in the mid-90s. The decision coming out June 27, 1997. We won. You've got to be a part of this, and you've got to see it. But at the same time, all of us are supposed to stand against unjust laws. That's the reason we have three branches of government. Yes, the people who take the oath are to decide what is unjust and unconstitutional. I swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. That is my responsibility to do, not a court to tell me what it is. And that's part of the problem. We do not have a nine-member oligarchy in Washington, D.C., known as the Supreme Court. The three separate branches keep each other in check. The different governments will control each other. Federalist 51 quoted in this decision, the only time in history sheriff sued the federal government and won. Folks, you need this decision with you. Oh, do we have another caller? Caller, are you on the air? Are you on with us, Kevin, in Ohio?
Yeah, thank you, Sheriff Mack. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for you're doing a great job of hosting. I hope you come back. Revitalized my interest in sat phones, and I want to ask: is that gentleman's company partnering with the Power Hour? Because a lot of people that have product or information, good things for us.
Mm-hmm. Not yet, but I am part of. They are on our website. I've been working with them for about a year now.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised, especially if I come on board, that satellite phone will be part of the Power Hour.
Okay. Well, we look like we have a new fun one coming at us. This monkeypox. Did you read about that?
Yes, of course. Yeah, there's several in the waiting room. Several more diseases. What my decision calls the crisis of the day. That's in here. The crisis of the day. It's always going to be coming. There's always going to be a crisis, and there's always going to be government that tries to destroy liberty and that tries to take over and make us convinced that our government is saving us. When in reality, just like the communists that they are, they're waiting in the room to destroy us. They're waiting in the wings to make sure that your liberty is completely under their control, not yours.
Yeah, that's what the Chinese do. Control chaos management. That's the same routine. And
can you believe the Supreme Court actually talks about that in here? Justice Scalia does. In this little booklet. So, yes, he does. Yeah, he talks about the crisis of the day and that the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. Folks, that's a quote out of this case. Get this case. It is huge to discuss this with local officials, your state representatives, and your governor. They need to know about this case, and your sheriffs need to be enforcing this case.
Well, thank you, Sheriff Mack. I'll be looking at that too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. And join the CSPOA posse while you're at it, folks. There are very few, if any others at all, peaceful and effective solutions. Folks, if we're going to keep this peaceful, if we're going to keep this effective, your sheriffs must be on board, and they work for you, and you need to have a relationship with them and let them know that you expect that they will be defending the Constitution. They will be defending and protecting civil rights. How many organizations out there are now talking about civil rights and defending civil rights and making civil rights at the forefront of all our government purposes? What is the role? What is the proper role of government? How do we know what government is supposed to be doing? Where do we see that? Declaration of Independence, right after life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That is all government, all three branches of government, from the dog catcher all the way down to the president. They are all required to take an oath of allegiance to the Constitution of the United States. And local officials also have to swear that same allegiance to the Constitution of the state wherein they work. And there are very few times, almost non-existent, where they contradict each other. State constitutions sometimes are even more powerful, especially regarding the right to keep and bear arms, than is the federal constitution. But folks, doesn't it make you wonder how people in Washington, D.C. don't know the meaning of a simple phrase called shall not be infringed? Isn't that amazing that they don't know what that means? Shall not be infringed. Or the first part regarding freedom of religion. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Yet they have an IRS that has been established to monitor whether or not churches are 501c3 or tax exempt. As soon as their name says church, that is up to them. They don't have to prove anything or grovel before the IRS and say, can we please, if we do things the way you say, then we can be tax exempt. If churches want to talk about any current social issue, that's up to them. It's not up to the IRS. And what do we know about three different people who have resigned in recent years? Under Obama, Lois Lerner resigned because they found out that the IRS was cheating, was committing crimes, was using the IRS to go against any group that was for freedom or the Constitution. And that's why I never went to them to try to get the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association a 501c3. No, they can shove it. Okay, I don't want to work with them. It is a FFL. It is an LLC. Okay, and it's a company, and I own it. And so, folks, I ask you to join the CSPOA. Join me in making it bigger and better and faster. And, folks, we don't have much time. So I ask you to join today. Join the CSPOA posse. There is a little monthly fee, a whopping $11. If you don't like what we're doing, quit. But I'm asking you to join it today. Why? Because the sheriffs are the answer. The sheriffs are the solution, and they will keep this peaceful if we can get them to unite. And how many sheriffs do we have in America? 3,086. How many sheriffs do we need to make this happen? About a third. Okay? If we get 500 or 600 or 700, fine. But a third, 1,000 will be a third. And there will be no stopping it. there will be more that will add to that because they'll see how effective the first 1,000 has been. Folks, we right now we have about 200, and we need to make this bigger, better, and faster right now, and that's where you come in. The sheriff works and answers only for you or to you. You are his only boss. You are his only supervisor. Folks, the question is this. Are we going to remain free? Our apathy and our complacency will be our decision to accept the communist takeover of our country. Why would we allow that to happen? Why would we sit by and allow that to happen? What did the founder say? The last line of the Declaration of Independence, and for the support of this declaration, with reliance on divine providence, with a reliance on divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Folks, to that end, I ask you to join us in this holy cause. CSPOA.org. Thank you, Power Hour. Thank you to all of you who made this happen. And thank you for being with us. God bless.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.